Well, this is Yanni, and it's Thursday evening. I guess that's about Thursday, August 12th or so. anyways, I wanted to just sort of briefly talk about a couple of experiences I've had recently that were very, very uplifting. And one of them was after the NAACP meeting last Saturday. I went out to have lunch. We were just all standing around afterwards, and I said, "Who hasn't had lunch?" And you know, I was with Barbara Hopkins and Fred. And Fred said he would go out to lunch. And Barbara said, "Well, maybe I'll go, but I won't eat." But anyways, Fred convinced her to come. And so we all went out to some little place in the mall. Can't remember the name of it. It was a nice little place. It had some decent food. And I just sat around and ate and, you know, talked. And it was fellowship. It was socializing. It was hanging out. And Fred, of course, is one of my oldest black friends in Chapel Hill, Fred Battle. He used to run Hargraves before he became a supervisor at Parks and Recreation Department. He's retired now. Everything that I've done in Chapel Hill, just about, I've done working with him politically since about 1978. And Barbara, I've only been getting to know the last few years because she is one of the main workers in the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association and the Coalition to End Environmental Racism. And she's she's a salt of the earth kind of person, no nonsense, not in for a lot of long-winded speeches or highfalutin talk, doesn't put much faith in the words of politicians, and she'll tell it like it is. She doesn't like to talk in public that much, but when she does talk, she says, you know, whatever's on her mind. And Barbara is the sister of James Britton, who was the guy who helped restart the NAACP, and a good friend of mine, and Hank Anderson's, and Nate and Fred, and who died in 1993 of a massive stroke very suddenly when he was only about 50. Anyways, the three of us, it was not like we're a group that goes out together that much, but we did, and we just talked about, well, one of the things we talked about was our health, because Fred is trying to survived prostate cancer, and I've got my post-polycythemic myeloid metaplasia, and Barbara just had surgery for an aneurysm, and we're all roughly the same age, and you know, there's not all that many people that Fred or some of us feel comfortable talking with about sort of the nitty-gritty stuff that you deal with when you're dealing with your health, like, say, not being able to tie your shoes or having to go to the bathroom all the time or whatever. So we talked about that. We talked about other people who were having health challenges. And we talked about doctors and medical care and talked about politics some. We talked about family. We just had a laid back, no big point to it. Nice time hanging out talking. And I think in particular that Barbara and Fred had not spent all that much time talking casually like that. And of course they grew up here, so they knew everybody. So I had it in my mind that when I went to the bathroom and stayed for a while, they had a nice chance to talk to each other. But the whole thing just made me feel so good. So laid back, relaxed, part of something wonderful, you know, a real sense of community and sharing. And I think everybody was a little excited by the chemistry that developed. And so hopefully we'll be doing that again sometime soon. And then the other thing that happened was today, Supinda Keith, came over to basically pick my brains about history and my vision and collaborate about how to carry on the work that I've been doing and the knowledge that I've accumulated and carry that on in terms of making it available to other people, but also integrating it into our struggles. And she and her husband, Kevin Hicks, are up here from Atlanta the last couple of years, so they're still just getting to know the community, but they're just gung-ho, and they've got a bunch of kids in the public schools, and they have really good ideas, and they just have tons of energy. And she had told me the last NAACP meeting that she just wanted to focus a lot of her energy on working with me and making sure that my legacy got, you know, passed on, and that she would be the lead point person in doing that. And she just really wanted to learn the history and discuss how we could use that to build a movement. So we probably talked for 3 hours. And actually, the first hour was just all about our different family backgrounds, which is pretty interesting. I always think of her as African American. She's dark skinned, not real dark. I mean, she's sort of light skinned, actually. But she's married to an African American guy. And but she really isn't African American. She is part Thai. Her mother is Thai. And her father is like a white Vietnam veteran who met her mother in Thailand when he was stationed in Bangkok in the Air Force. And she has relatives who are Vietnamese. And she thinks that her husband's side of the family may have black relatives that he didn't want to acknowledge. And they were in southern Indiana, which is like heavy-duty Klan country. And, you know, her husband's brothers were in the Klan, and she had never grown up with this kind of prejudice, but she confronted it in Indiana, and she wanted to deal with it. Anyways, we just had a great talk, and I recorded the whole thing, or at least the parts that we had decided we were going to talk about on tape. And, you know, one of the things that came out of that I was hoping would come out of it is that I've been wanting to start a small, high-powered study group for people who want to do what she wants to do, wants to understand the history, learn about my experiences and my vision, think about ways that we can communicate that with other people and use it in the struggle in the schools and so forth, and develop effective ways of doing that. So, Nancy McDermott is the other person who I've thought most about as someone who wants to do that. She's offered her home for a study group. And Nancy and Supinda are now friends. And so Supinda's going to talk to her and to Dawn, her friend Dawn, who's a black teacher in Chapel Hill. And we're going to think of maybe a few more people and try to have like a regular weekly, fairly intensive study group that would be not just simply to learn about history, but to work on concrete ways to put this information together in a series of programs or lectures or chapters of something. In other words, ideas about how to present it and how to use it. I used it in the public schools, for instance. And this is really, in a lot of ways, what I have been working toward and hoping for many years of my life. Someone to take this work up. And so this was also something that was very enjoyable and also very uplifting and productive in terms of where I am in my life right now. And, you know, I had halfway decent days the last two or three days. Might have something to do with trying to go off dairy. I have started taking the prednisone, and I think today I noticed for the first time my anger level rising when I was watching a Christina Anampur about a documentary about Gaza. I started to go off, but so far mood swings haven't been too bad. And anyways, I'm hoping I have good energy in the days to come and can get a lot of stuff done. Next week will be harder because I've got 2 day-long appointments at Duke, but I think it's going to go well. Lucy's going to come to visit tomorrow night, and I've been really wanting to see her because she's just a link with my past that I can't really talk about with other people very much. And I'm just recording this for those who come after, particularly Sandy and Joyce, but also for people like Supinda and others, just to know how I'm feeling about these things and how great it is for these kinds of things to be just sort of gushing up and blossoming at this time of my life when there's so much that's sort of heavy and difficult. And I'm very thankful. And I wish everybody a good night's sleep.